Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English Bulletin Program. It is nice to see you again, and hopefully all of you are fine. And for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we would like to accompany you with our news, information, commentary, and also other Indonesian pop songs. And now, we would like to begin our program with the news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news first headlines. President Joko Widodo and Vice President Ma'ruf Amin urge to improve rural economy. Indonesia's National Development Planning Bappenas targets investment to grow 8.11%. Those are the lines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Joko Widodo, Ma'ruf Amin administration should be able to make rural areas a source of new economic growth, Economic Observer, Hisar Sirait has suggested. Hisar Sirait also explained in Jakarta on Thursday that so far, the resilience sector of Indonesia's domestic economy was largely supported by consumption growth. Hisar Sirait added, in the future, this will slowly but surely have to start to shrink. But Indonesian economic resilience in terms of domestic investment must be increased. Strengthening the production structure in the periphery would ensure the availability of all things needed, both in terms of industrial raw materials and food ingredients. Sirait further said, if the availability of these materials can be ascertained, supported by investment, the government will be able to ensure a hold on inflation automatically. Indonesia's National Development Planning Ministry has set the target of investment or gross fixed capital formation to grow by 6.88 to 8.11% during the period of 2020 to 2024. Minister of National Development Planning, head of the National Development Planning Agency, Bambang Brojonegoro, said in statement Jakarta on Wednesday, that increased investment will aim at improving productivity to boost efficiency of the investment. Minister Bambang made his statement during the BBC Heart Talk as part of a series of activities of the Indonesia Infrastructure Investment Forum in London, England on Tuesday. The minister elaborated that in a bid to reach the target, foreign as well as domestic private investment would be encouraged through the regulation of investment procedures. For investment funding in 2020 to 2024, the minister added, the government would also need to explore financial market, especially non-banking sector, increase access to financial services or financial inclusion, and optimize funding alternative. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan in Jakarta on Tuesday said that Prince Mohammed bin Salman, Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, will visit Indonesia to make massive investment in Indonesia. Minister Luhut also said that the plan was revealed by Prince Mohammed bin Salman during a bilateral meeting with Indonesian President Joko Widodo in the series of the G20 summit in Osaka over the weekend. Currently, Aramco and Pertamina are finalizing study on the Cilacap refinery project. The two countries have appointed an independent consultant to determine the evaluation of the refinery project. The minister added that if the Saudi-owned Aramco works on the Cilacap refinery, total of investment which enters Indonesia is expected to reach $7 billion. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan appreciated the government of Japan, which was represented by Japanese Minister of Environment Tsukasa Akimoto when they met at the G20 summit in Japan recently. Minister Luhut Panjaitan also said the Japanese Minister of Environment considers Indonesia as leader in handling garbage. This was stated by Minister Luhut during the discussion along with media crews entitled Coffee Morning in Jakarta on Thursday. in the roundtable agenda at the G20 summit, along with Japanese companies. Minister Luhut also appreciated interest of Toyota's world-class automotive company to develop electric car in Indonesia. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. An Indonesian pharmaceutical company, PT Veron Pharmaceuticals, has entered the police market with the initial export of its diabetes medicine named Avamina SR. Director of PT Veron Pharmaceuticals, Kristianto Panji, sat in Cikarang, Bekasi, West Java on Tuesday that the company chooses to enter Poland first because this country is located in Central Europe, so it can become a hub to enter other markets around it. Poland is Veron's third export destination in Europe after Britain and the Netherlands. According to Kristianto Panji, entering European markets has been challenging, particularly in terms of understanding the complex language of European countries as well as competing with pharmaceutical products from Western Europe and Russia. Panji expressed hope that the Veron's export to Poland will contribute more foreign exchange to the country and strengthen trade cooperation between Indonesia and Poland, especially for high-tech products. Indonesian Consulate General Johor Bahru conducted farm trip to Banda Aceh and Sabang, Aceh province, in an effort to promote tourism in Indonesia. This was stated by Head of Culture and Tourism Office of Aceh, Jamaluddin, in Banda Aceh on Thursday. The statement was conveyed on the sidelines of the farm trip tour of Indonesian Consulate General Johor at Ule Leuport, Banda Aceh. Jamaluddin explained that the farm trip visit led by the functionary of economic function, Indonesian Consulate General Johor Bahru, along with entrepreneurs, diverse tourist actors and media crews. Jamaluddin also hoped with the vision of Entourage is able to promote tourism sector in Aceh to Johor Bahru, Malaysia. Before going to Sabang, the Entourage of farm trip will serve Aceh typical foods and visit to some objects such as Baitur Rahman Great Mosque, Floating Diesel Power Plant, PLT Apung. South Kalimantan could be an example of the implementation of a national watershed rehabilitation program. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Director General of Basic Management and Forest Protection, Buduyo, said. The concern of the South Kalimantan provincial government for watershed rehabilitation is very good. Buduyo said after the opening of the business-based watershed recovery movement national workshop in Banjarmasin on Tuesday. South Kalimantan has a very good concept of rehabilitation and is followed by the government, including the governor, his ranks, and the wider community. Through the concept implemented by the South Kalimantan provincial government, the watershed rehabilitation program in this province will be successful and can be an example of rehabilitation for other provinces. Buduyo moreover said, with regard to the types of plants for the rehabilitation of protected forest plants, plants such as fruit trees should not be used for industrial purposes. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
After attending the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Donald Trump recorded new history as the first president of the United States to set foot on North Korean earth. Even though the last two meetings with Kim Jong-un did not produce significant results, apparently Donald Trump has a special impression on Kim Jong-un. Trump expressed his wish to go a few steps into North Korean territory called the Demilitarized Zone in Panmunjom Village. No U.S. president has set foot on the Demilitarized Zone, which President Clinton dubbed the scariest place on Earth. All eyes then turned to Korean Peninsula after some time ago, the U.S. and Iranian feud, which made the Middle East region quite tense. Although tensions in the Middle East are not yet over, but the third meeting between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un became a hope for reducing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. The failure of the first and second meetings between President Donald Trump and Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un could be forgotten then. Indeed, the relationship between these two leaders is quite unique. almost like a love-hate relationship. In his Twitter account on June the 30th, Trump expressed his wish to meet leader Kim Jong-un again, just to shake hands and say hello, he said. Meanwhile, Kim Jong-un, on his rare occasion, said the meeting in the demilitarized zone was a symbol of a very good relationship between him and Trump. Although it is not yet clear what the outcome of this meeting, but at least this meeting does not close all possibilities for negotiations to resolve the North Korean nuclear issues. Now the world is looking forward to whether the third meeting between the two will be continued with the fourth, more concrete meeting, which is more real, or is it still at the ceremonial level only? Hopefully, they are not just being polite and there will be some results after that. Well, that was commentary on President Trump in demilitarized zone. Over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world. Today in history, I'll begin with what happened on July the 3rd, 1920. The Bandung Institute of Technology was founded. On July the 3rd, 1920, the Bandung Institute of Technology was established under the name Technische Hochschule Te Bandung, or commonly abbreviated as TH Te Bandung. It is the first technical college as well as the first higher education institution in the then the Dutch East Indies or Indonesia under the Dutch colonial government. The institute was founded on the initiative of the private sector agency Instituut voor Hoger Technisch Onderwijs in Netherlands Indië. TH Bandung was first opened with a faculty, namely the Faculteit van Technische Wetenschap. Turning to July the 3rd, 1988, the U.S. Navy fighter shot down Iran Air Flight 655. U.S. warship Vincennes shot down an Iranian passenger plane on July the 3rd, 1988. The shooting was admitted by the U.S. as a mistake because its troops thought the Iranian Air Flight 655 was an Iranian fighter jet. Iran Air Flight 655 or IR-655 is a commercial flight from Tehran to Dubai. The aircraft was shot down in the Persian Gulf by U.S. missiles fired by cruisers USS Vincennes. The Iranian government claimed that the USS Vincennes deliberately shot down the plane. While the United States, after the incident, expressed regret for the incident, yet has never formally claimed responsibility or paid compensation or officially apologized to Iran to this day. The accident killed all passengers and crew, totaling 209 people. I'll end with July the 3rd, 2011. Yingluck Shinawat becomes Thailand's first female prime minister. Yingluck Shinawat becomes Thailand's first female prime minister. Yingluck Shinawat is a Thai businesswoman, politician, and a member of the Fit Thai Party who became the prime minister of Thailand following the 2011 election. Yingluck was Thailand's first female prime minister and the youngest in over 60 years. She is actually the sister of convicted former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted due to abuse of power. In her campaign, Yingluck called for her desire to implement national reconciliation, eradicate poverty, and reduce corporate income tax, even though her programs were ridiculed by the Democratic Party. The Fut Thai Party managed to win a landslide victory with 47% of votes, reaching 265 out of 500 seats in the Thai parliament. Yingluck Shinawat became the first female prime minister in Thai history. She was removed from office on May 7, 2014 by a constitutional court decision. On September 27, 2017, in her absence, she was found guilty of dereliction of duty over the rice subsidy scheme and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Adakah engkau mendengar lagu rindu yang kutulis untukmu? Betapa jarak waktu memaksa kita memaknai sebuah kata rindu. Adakah engkau mendengar doa-doaku di ruang batinmu? Menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali. Kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Pada pemilik jiwa, karena ku yakin dia akan menjaga asa yang aku tinggalkan pada lingkar janji kehormatanmu. Oh, karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali. Kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Bila kau menunggu
Well, listeners, you have just listened music from Musik Kimia with title Bertahan Untukmu. Hopefully, you enjoy listening that music. And you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And for today's edition, I would like to give you another segment, what we call My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's edition of My Indonesia is titled Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Launches Link Aja for Cashless Payment. After being delayed, the cashless payment platform Link Aja was finally launched on Sunday, June 30, at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. The grand launching of government's cashless payment platform was attended by Vice President Yusuf Kalla, State-owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno, Communication and Information Technology Minister Rudi Antara, and Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi. Link Aja is a cashless payment platform jointly developed by 8 Indonesian state-owned enterprises joined into PT Fintech Karya Nusantara or Finaria. Link Aja serves paying merchants, buying phone credit, paying or buying via cell phone, shopping online, and even sharing money. After the launching, state-owned enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno said her ministry wanted to ease the cashless financial service access to all people of all levels through online payment application Link Aja. Despite being recently launched, Link Aja is available for international transactions such as in Singapore. In the future, Link Aja will also be available in Malaysia, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, because there are many Indonesian migrant workers in those countries. At the same event, Finaria CEO Danu Wicaksana said, international transaction is possible since his company had been working with foreign operator. In Singapore, Finaria cooperated with Singtel that already had many merchants. Danu added, currently Link Aja has 22 million users. The number is targeted to reach 2-fold or 40 million by the end of this year. Meanwhile, average transaction value of Link Aja reached 1 billion rupiah per day. Minister Rini Sumarno further explained, the cashless payment system aims to push financial inclusion in Indonesia. Low financial inclusion in Indonesia was among other caused by people still choosing cash payment. In 2018, around 76% of transactions in Indonesia is still dominated by cash, so it needs a shift into cashless to increase financial inclusion among the people. That was My Indonesia.
That's the song from Lala Carmela with title Jingga. Hopefully you enjoy listening that music. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners in Indonesian wonder of the program, I would like to introduce you Indonesian tourism and also local wisdom. Have nice listening.
South Garut has many tourism objects which are still untouched by tourists yet. One of tourism objects which is currently often visited by local tourists is Bukit Pilar Angin, which means Hill of Wind Pillar. The hill is located behind Cikajar Hill, Cikelet Garut District, West Java. Bukit Pilar Angin takes around 3.5 hours by car with a distance 104 kilometers from center of Garut City. Along the trip, you will be presented with a beautiful scenery of South Garut. The hill, which has a nickname Sumbawa van Garut, is appropriate for taking selfie. Green grass, which tend to turn yellow in dry season, becomes the place as background of photography, which is dramatic and full of enchantment. You can find the exotic savanna surrounding the hill. The freshness of wind breezy of the mountain makes the place suitable as your holiday destination along with family. Such scenery is rarely found in Indonesia except in Sumbawa. That's why the place has a nickname Sumbawa van Garut. There is no star hotel service in Bukit Pilar Angin Complex. If you are bored with common holidays, probably Bukit Pilar Angin can become your new adventure. Camping, enjoying the beauty of sunrise on the hill along with beloved family will become unforgettable experience. It is free of charge to enjoy the beauty of this scenery. If you drive your own car, you can park your car on the slope of the hill. So make sure holiday this time you feel warm of sunlight from Bukit Pilar Angin in Garut, West Java Province. Listeners, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thanks for listening.
Terlihat jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Oh, oh. Hanya hatiku. Satu tumbuh seribu kata-katamu seperti debu. ada banyak wajah cerita. Ku kan memilih yang ku mau, yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, hatiku ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau, ini hidupmu.
That's the song entitled Wajah Cerita, sung by band Sihombing. Hopefully you enjoy listening that music. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for this segment, I would like to introduce you program Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions. This program is a cooperation between Voice of Indonesia and Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is buying shirt or membeli kemeja. Next is a conversation about buying shirt or membeli kemeja. The conversation between Endah and salesman. Endah helps Tony to offer batik shirt.
Kemeja itu berapa harganya, Mas?
120.000.
80.000 ya?
Oh, belum bisa. Satu saja.
Oke, saya ambil satu ya.
In the dialogue, the salesman mentions the price 120.000. 120.000, which means 120,000. Anda offers the price by saying 80.000 ya, which means 80,000, right? When you bid something, you can say the price you need in the form of questions such as 100.000 ya, which means 100,000, okay? Or bagaimana kalau 50.000, which means how about 50,000? Besides mentioning the price, you can also say boleh kurang. Let's listen to some examples. Endah, berapa harga sepatu ini? Or, how much is the shoes? Salesman, 200.000. Or, 200,000. Endah, Boleh kurang? Or may I bargain? Sales map, maaf tidak bisa. Harga pas. Or sorry, this is fixed price. Fixed price means the price cannot be bargained. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kemeja itu berapa harganya, Mas?
120 ribu.
80 ribu ya?
Oh, belum bisa. Satu saja.
Oke, saya ambil satu ya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku untuk jatuh cinta lagi. Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu, ingat tiada ragu, agar
bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada.
Inginkan kau ada
di hidupku.
Bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah.
Katakanlah.
Listeners, you have just listened music from Heavy with title Siapkah Kau Tuk Jatuh Cinta. Hopefully you enjoy listening that music. You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, we would also like to give you information about music, and this will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, here is a song entitled Leleng Uyau Along. Leleng Uyau Along is the traditional song from Dayak Kenyah tribe in North Kalimantan province. The song will be sung by Uyau Morris, a young musician who managed introducing Dayak Kenyah cultures to the world. The song Leleng Uyau Along tells about an orphan who tries to entertain himself. The child invites his friends to dance and sing together by making a circle. Uyau Morris explained that the song Leleng Uyau Along has another version, namely Leleng Utan Along. The difference is only in the words Uyau and Utan. The word Uyau is for orphan boy, while the word Utan is for the orphan girl. Well, listener, let us listen to the song Leleng Uyau Along, which is accompanied by sape, a special musical instrument of Dayak tribe. Happy listening!
Thank you.
of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
listeners, it is the right time for us to end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention to listen to our program. And we'll give you another interesting information. So stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, don't forget to like and also comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and also Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and then Twitter at voindonesia, as well as our email address, voi@voinews.id.